Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look at me. I'm a big, fat slob.
Stay tuned for our Thursday show.
It looks like a great new start.
Prepare the water cooler that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Now would be a good time to begin this radio show.
Well, you know the old expression.
Nope.
That's my old expression. Thank you, Ron Burgundy. My name is Courtney Landrum. Kevin, the intern, is here. Lance Hildebrand is in the other studio, but he's pulling double duty today because he'll be doing traffic for our sister station as well. And Kevin had an interesting morning.
Yeah, and Courtney, this reminded me of you when you were talking about the time change the other day.
One time I came in work an hour early during a time change.
I almost came in way too early. I usually wake up at 1:30 to get here by about 2:30 or so. I live in Grafton. It's an hour drive. And I like getting the stuff up online so people can see it and enjoy it throughout their morning. I woke up at 11:30 and thought it was 1:30. So I got ready. I got my teeth brushed. I got dressed. I got in my car. I drove almost down to the bottom of the hill where I live. And then I realized it's not 1:30. It's 11:30 in the morning. So I turned back around and went back to bed for an hour and got back up.
That is crazy.
You know, so I
were you able to go back to sleep right away?
No, not really.
Yeah.
And I started thinking because, you know, it's weird when you wake up and with the hours we have, when you're up, you're up. And I was like, why did I even go back to bed?
Yeah, that's why I try not to pee in the middle of the night. Seriously, I will do. And it just makes it worse. Then you start dreaming of peeing. But I try not, because once you get out of bed and you even doing that, just a quick relief, but it's impossible to get back to sleep.
Right. And I couldn't.
But you got in the car and drove.
I got in the car and I wouldn't.
When did you realize? Did you see the clock?
I saw the clock in my car and it said 11:30. And then I checked my watch and it said 11:30. And then I went, was my clock at home wrong? So when I got home,
you missed a one.
I missed a one.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy to me because I took my vision test for my driver's license yesterday to renew it because it's on that time. And I passed that with flying colors.
Oh, man. Yeah. That vision test, that really gave me a scare. Because I don't have glasses. Are you allowed to wear your glasses on the vision test?
You can, but I think they note that on your license. But I know Julie, big fan of the show, she's let me pass a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. I started making up things. Like, I think they were all letters, but I was like, that looks like a 5. Yeah. Or it could be a P.
It's like,
I don't, 5.
Close enough. Here you go.
It was bad. I'm a danger, St. Louis. Well, I'm glad that you got a little more sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, how many hours of sleep did you get until 11:30? What time did you go to bed?
I try to go to bed around 7.
Yeah.
7:15, which is terrible because you miss all the good shows.
You just don't have a nightlight.
No, you don't. And so I try to catch up on Netflix, which I'm starting to do more of.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to.
What are you watching on Netflix? Only because I need some new shows to watch.
Well, Sarah started watching Mindhunter, and that's a new Stephen King show. I'm sorry. 1922 is the Stephen King show.
Oh, okay.
Mindhunter is a similar premise. You know, Sarah was watching this 1922 and asked me what the word macabre means. And it's macabre or whatever.
I know how to spell it.
But it's like horror. It's like, you know, there's something dealing with a death and it's got ghosts and stuff. And she got really into that. So naturally I'll be, you know, 3 years behind before I get into it. But I started watching, I like comedy. I like saying things that are light. So I just watched the Jerry Seinfeld special that he did for Netflix.
Yep.
And I know you just saw him.
Great.
God, he's funny.
He just talks about normal things that I truly believe in. I think I'm just a crabby person. And I think I notice things that other people don't notice. That's why I like Curb. You need to watch Curb.
That's what I was thinking. And I'm thinking that's available on Netflix.
Have lots of episodes.
Because you've said this season.
This season to me is the best. I just think it's, every episode is hilarious. All the other characters are hilarious. It's just a great season. So hopefully they bring it back again. Well, I mean, you know, today's the big potluck. We'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your office has one with the rules and such of the potluck. Potluck rules. It's like Fight Club, but it's company potluck rules.
It's so bad about those rules is don't joke about bringing something in if you don't bring it in, because people start writing notes about, this is not joking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get, we need to talk
about
this.
I'll tell you about some of these lobster tails that aren't coming.
Oh, I did see that. There was some anger associated with that. But we do have a lot of stuff to give away as well. We're going to continue giving you U2 tickets today and tomorrow, a chance for you. Shopping spree. We're qualifying people until Tuesday, December 5th for our $10,000 holiday shopping spree at West County Center. So we'll do that first playtime, 6:10 this morning. And things you didn't know. We moved it a day since Lance was...
I upset the apple cart in so many ways by taking Tuesday off.
No, it's fine. You just have a segment on a Tuesday. But it's
okay. Yeah. I couldn't control it. I was at the mercy of the medical profession.
No, it's totally fine. But a lot to do on the show today. We're going to have some fun. We're all like sniffing the holiday. We're right around it. It's so close. Mm-hmm. We can touch it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about tomorrow. I think we might just phone that one in, but we'll be here. As far as weather is concerned, it's chilly right now. I mean, that wind is blowing.
We're only
going to get to about 50 today, and then tomorrow we're getting up to 60 again, but showers are in the forecast. And right now it is 32 on Y98.
The beloved
Ed Sheeran on Y98 with Courtney, Kevin, and Lance. Today is the big company station potluck. Lots of emails have gone out about the sign-up sheet in the kitchen. And there are some rules to the station potluck.
Rules?
Yeah.
Rule number one, if you don't bring something, you know, eat. So don't act
that's
like.
Fair.
I think it's fair too.
I think it's very fair.
So that's and that memo has gone out several times.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, if you bring nothing to contribute for potluck, you cannot partake in said potluck. And I think Sugar Fire is bringing our main, like the main.
Mm. Which is awesome. I don't remember that in years
every
past.
Every year, Kevin.
Really?
I don't think you ever hang around.
I don't. I do not hang around, but I did bring a food item. I do bring food items, even though I don't hang, so I can eat myself.
Now, here's my question with the station potluck. Is it acceptable to say I brought something if you bring a couple bags of chips? It's bringing something.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
I think at that point you should just get a small plate.
I know, but who's monitoring this, Lance?
I'd be happy to be the food police. If it pays in food, I'd be happy to be the food police.
Is inside of my bed.
All right.
Sorry.
Nick is every year is requested to make his crack and cheese recipe. I know it's mac and cheese, but online they call it crack and cheese because it's delightfully sinful. I feel like the expectations are a little high from some people that have never tried it. And I want to bring, it is so good, but when your expectation is so high, I don't think you can ever match that.
Yeah, that's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had the crack and cheese, and the expectations are kind of worth it. It is an amazing dish.
It's very expensive.
Even if not served at the ready, it's still good.
Yeah, but it needs to be fresh. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can't sit for too long. Congealed cheese, not the best.
Mm, just the phraseology there, congealed cheese.
But it's like a Vermont white cheddar, Gruyere cheese. I mean, it's some good.
It's some work.
It's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the chips, you think that's an easy way out of saying I brought something. Kevin brought two trays of cupcakes, which I think is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's already had one.
I've already had one. That's why I brought it. I'll be back to get the chocolate flavor at the next break.
But, I mean, there's some anger associated because some people take a lot of time to make a dish.
Yeah, right. Well, and other people get angry about joking around on the actual sign-up sheet. Like, you know, if you say you're going to bring
that was an episode, too. Did you hear about that one, Lance?
No, what happened?
Lance, I feel like you're not in on the gossip, which
is
the most fun thing about working.
But, largely, I'm not here during the times when the office is full of people. I'm here early, and then I come back late. So I miss most of the office stuff.
Well, there's a sign-up sheet, and people started writing down beef Wellington, steak tartare,
lobster tails.
Somebody wrote Guy was going to bring in an effing ham. And that's when it was pulled.
Right.
The sheet was pulled. A note went up that said, no joking about this. This is some serious food business.
For real, yo.
So a new one went up. New people signed up. And today is the day. Speaking of today, I would like somebody to do this one year. I mean, it's still making a turkey, but there's something that the Reynolds Kitchen did, you know, Reynolds Wrap.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They created for their in their kitchen, and they put it online, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos Turkey.
Ooh.
It sounds terrible to me,
no,
too.
I'm with Courtney on that. I don't think I'd try. I might try a bite, but I don't think I'd like it per se.
So you take a few bags of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, you crush them up in a food processor or use a rolling pin, and then you brush the turkey with oil or butter. Then you coat it, obviously. It's like a bright orange
bird.
It's very seasonal looking.
They also have a Funyuns version.
Funyuns. Man, I don't know about Funyuns. I think they're not good.
They're non-Funyun.
I don't care for them, man.
But if you want to try it, you can go to the Reynolds Kitchen website and see that. But there is one thing that sounds fabulous. It's a new thing. It's sweeping something, and it's a spaghetti burrito.
Ooh. Well, see, now I have my own issues with spaghetti.
You got sick on spaghetti once?
Yeah, and I haven't eaten it in many, many years as a result.
Really?
But I'll eat pretty much any other kind of pasta except that one. And it's all just how it's, you know, the shape of it, that's all. But it's just a mental thing.
So you take regular spaghetti in tomato sauce and mozzarella cheese. You line the tortilla with that, top it with more cheese. Then you pan fry it.
Whoa.
With oil, parsley, garlic powder, Parmesan cheese, and bake it. And they say it's like a garlic bread stuffed spaghetti. It sounds good to me.
That sounds awesome.
Nick tried to make, he makes meatballs all the time. He made a meatball dog. He shaped it in a hot dog. It was not attractive looking. That's all I'm saying. It did not look right at all.
It ain't about the looks.
But I am willing to try the burrito, the spaghetti burrito. That sounds fabulous to me. Right now, it is 32 downtown. Chilly start to the morning. Jen should be here any minute. She may be taking her new dog out for a walk. I'm not sure. But she'll have your schmig coming up in about 6 minutes on Y98.
Brought to you by Dirt Cheap and my dog being up since 3 o'clock in the morning. Don't know how this schmig's going to go. The holidays are right around the corner, though, so think Dirt Cheap when stocking up for get-togethers. Local domestic import, it's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Okay. Blake Shelton, named People's Sexiest Man Alive. We talked about it yesterday morning, and people are complaining. He even joked about it. When he had his little acceptance speech that his rep put out saying, like, what, did they run out of sexy men and now they're just going for someone who's somewhat symmetrical? Yeah, some people agreed. It's because you can find negative stuff anywhere on social media today, but here are some of the main reasons. He's not sexy enough. Or as Courtney calls it, the Jiffy Lube theory. Someone said Blake Shelton might be the sexiest guy at a San Fernando Valley country club turned strip mall, but that's about it. Courtney always says, you think he's attractive because he's a celebrity, but if he were doing your oil change on your car, would you think he's sexy?
Right.
Don't know. A lot of people are naming the person they thought was sexier, like Idris Elba. Someone else said that Idris Elba, Chris Evans, and Jason Momoa apparently fell off the planet last night, and that's why they named Blake Shelton People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Poor Blake Shelton.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for it. He didn't rally to get to be, well, maybe he did. But I don't know how that works.
He aged very well. We put a celebrity photo gallery online at Y98.com, and man, you can see.
It's the best. It is the best celebrity gallery I've ever seen of then and now photos.
Yes.
Ever.
Some of the thens.
You know, the Ryan Seacrest always comes out. And that's in there. You know, when he was a chubby little kid.
Yeah.
But some of them are like, oh my God, money and fame has done you well.
Right. Right. And then people talked about his sketchy Twitter history. Years ago, Blake used to try to make jokes on Twitter But some of them were racist, misogynistic, or homophobic. Can I just say this? A lot of times they pick someone who's topical. They have a big movie coming out, or they have a big show, like The Voice. Or they just won the Emmy, Sterling K. Brown. That's my campaign for next year.
He would have been a good one.
Randall. Right? Randall, sexiest men alive. Yeah, so check out the childhood pictures of the stars online at Y98.com. Georgina Chapman, Harvey Weinstein's, still wife. She does not want to be married to him, though. She wants a divorce. It's, a source said it's not anything that she's rushing, but she has met with divorce lawyers. It's been a month since all
everything
of this
broke.
Yes, and she wants out.
She wants it done fast.
Yeah. She's building a new life for herself. She's focusing on her work and her family, and she released a statement on October 10th. My heart breaks for all the women who have suffered. And, she's very protective of her kids. She wants to stay low-key and wants out. 41 years old. She's been married to Harvey since 2007. Justice League, if you're excited for that film to come out, in a ranking of all 13 Batman movies from best to worst, it comes in number 11 out of 13.
Ouch.
Yeah. The reviews aren't that good for the movie that's coming out tomorrow.
I have a sad feeling, too. It looks too CGI. It looks almost overdone with computers.
What's number one?
Christian Bale, The Dark Knight.
The first.
And then Batman Joker. Begins with second. Christian Bale.
And then the Lego Batman movie is number three.
Lego Batman movie with Will Arnett as the voice is actually number seven. And it is funny. I mean, even if you don't have kids, it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm.
It was on last night. I watched a little bit of it. It's not that enjoyable if you don't have kids. It's fine.
I'm jaded. If you've sat through lots of terrible kids movies, and guess what? There are a lot of them.
I get it.
It's one that I actually went to the movie theater and had fun seeing. Because that's really all I go to the movies to see anymore are kid movies. Batman Returns with Michael Keaton, by the way. And then the other Batman movie from 1989, third and fourth, and then Christian Bale's The Dark Knight Rises, rounding out the
Batman
top five.
Returns, I fell asleep watching that movie. That's a terrible of the Batman. Wow. I disagree, just because Catwoman's in it.
They beg to differ. Oh. On TV tonight, lots of fall finales. Shonda Rhimes' Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder all wrapping up on ABC for the fall. Second season finale of Better Things on FX.
Such a good show.
Mm-hmm.
I know Louis C.K. is involved in that show. Or he was. But it's a good show.
Probably safe to say he was involved in the episode that's airing tonight.
The lead is so great.
Yeah. And Pharrell, if you love his music, he's recorded a song called 100 Years. You're never going to hear it. It won't be released for another 100 years.
Is it a time capsule?
It's part of a campaign to raise awareness for climate change. So hopefully the planet survives until 2117 so those people can hear it.
All right. He might not even have recorded anything. How do we know?
Right?
He's got a while to come up with it.
We open up the capsule and it's like, April Fool's.
He's like 80 and he's like, oh, I better write that song.
That's Entertainment Spring Board at 840 and online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic. Y98 with Imagine Dragons and Thunder. Congrats again to Ruth, who qualified a little less than an hour ago for our $10,000 holiday shopping spree. You'll have another chance to qualify at 8:10. Just listen for those Y98 carolers. But still to come on the show, things you didn't know, bumped back a day because Lance took a random Tuesday off and we pushed back misconnections.
That sounded rude.
Not your fault. Not your fault.
I was at the mercy of the medical profession on that one.
I understand.
Wasn't my idea.
And we still have you two tickets to give away today and then another pair on the show tomorrow. We also have a lot to cover in your news, including why grandparents are bad for your kids' health.
No, I feel like this is done specifically in case your parents are listening.
Sorry, yeah. Papa and Gigi, but I mean, we all know it. It's just now been proved by.
Aw, that's sad to me.
It's not all the time.
It's because they spoil them crazily.
Maybe.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, that's why they want grandchildren.
Exactly.
They don't have to raise them. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think last week or the week before, we talked about a woman that bought a scratcher ticket, went and cashed it in that day.
Yeah.
To the lotto office in North Carolina, I think. And then went and bought a couple more scratchers and won like $50,000.
Holy cow.
Well, this one is even crazier. A North Carolina woman, she had won $10,000 on one scratch off, and then she went and bought another one and won $1 million.
What?
She claimed both prizes on Monday at the lottery headquarters, and she selected the option. We talked about this too, because remember I think the $1 million winner only got for the one lump sum $400,000+.
Mm-hmm. And that's before taxes. That's your lump sum before taxes, right?
No. That's
you sure?
I think that's everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the woman that won $1 million in Raleigh, she selected the option of 20 annual payments of $50,000 over that. She wants to use the winnings for her retirement and children's college funds. I mean, if you know who you are, and you know that that might be a little tempting.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand
me too
doing that. Mm-hmm. But some people might argue you can use that big money to make more money.
Right.
But she's playing it safe. 50 grand, you know that's coming in for 20 years. 50 yeah. grand a year.
Right. It's not bad.
It's not.
Not a bad little
I would lump
there.
Some in, I think. You know, I want it.
I would too, but I would maybe spend it within like 2 years.
I know, easily.
Bruce, it's like Oprah's favorite things every day for everyone I know.
Yeah, it's like, I think I need a sea-do.
Oh, wow, you just took it too far.
Sea-do or hot tub, you know, one of those. Yeah. It's my kind of gift to myself.
Right. The news is brought to you by First Community. Get $100 cash when you refinance your auto loan from another lender to First Community now until the end of the year. See firstcommunity.com for details. Sun in 51 today. It's 31 now downtown. If you ever wondered what lighting 150,000 citronella candles would look like,
man.
You got your answer yesterday afternoon. That was definitely on everyone's minds during the commute yesterday morning. So hopefully this morning, not as bad. Lance?
Nope. Traffic's brought to you. Simply nope. Traffic's brought to you by Indeed.com. Let's
me back. Shawn Mendes on Y98. Guy and I used to disagree on that, I think, because he used to call him Mendez. I just call him Mendez. but there's a list of things that we can't agree on, like we need more to argue about nowadays.
I like the toilet paper roll thing.
Yeah.
No, I think everyone agrees that it goes over, not under.
But if you have pets, you know, especially cats...
No, I have cats, and they don't.
I have cats. Well, when I used to have cats, they
no, they didn't. They
stayed
don't
out of the bathroom. Yeah, whatever. My kids unrolled the toilet paper too. But there was a poll recently, and well, there's another thing in the bathroom: squeezing your tube of toothpaste. Do you roll it at the end so it all stays at the top, or do you squeeze it?
I'm a squeezer. I never roll until the very end when you're trying to get the last bit out. Lance, what about you?
Squeezer, roller.
I would like to say I'm a roller, but I've become a squeezer.
I think.
How do you change?
Because that's how my wife does it. But when it starts getting low, then I'll go down. She won't do this. I'll go down to the bottom and roll it up. Was what starts, you know, kind of getting low right. on toothpaste volume. I don't think she usually does that.
I'm a squeezer too. 55% of people say they're squeezers. The other 45% are lying because they're probably squeezers too.
I don't know. Lance would be a roller if it weren't for the marriage.
I love.
Sounds good.
I love like a stocking stuffer gadget. And years ago at the Container Store, I bought, you attach it to the bottom of your toothpaste and you like twist it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a can opener, but for your toothpaste.
Yeah.
But it didn't roll it up enough for me. I mean, it didn't like squeeze the toothpaste out.
Yeah, I usually use the side of the sink at the end.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To press it and I don't know. It's a certain maneuver I have. Maybe I'll do a video on it. Everything's video now.
Maybe you post these on social media. It's spelled G-I-F. How do you pronounce it?
GIF.
Yeah, I've always said GIF.
Well, it's 50-50. Some people pronounce it with a J sound. 50% pronounce it with a G sound. Just so you know, the guy who created the GIF says it's pronounced GIF, as in the peanut butter.
Oh, all right. Well, all right,
yeah. Now so you know.
Other 50, Lance.
The other 50 will forget the next time they have to say it and call it a GIF. Chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like
drummies
or the wing?
I like the wing.
I like the drummies. They're easier to eat.
I know they're easier to eat, but the
they
wing,
don't gross me out as much.
The wing has more. I feel eating, you know, you get more.
Eating in between those two bones, and then sometimes you get
the
a vein.
Oh, nope. Gags me.
No.
And easier. The drummies are easier for dipping, too.
They are, too.
Lance?
I don't like either because it's too much fighting.
I love a good chicken wing.
Mm-mm.
Me, too.
No, too much work.
Okay.
If I want chicken, I want a big piece of chicken. Sorry.
Kevin, you're in the minority. 38% say two bones.
Yeah.
And 62% say the drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza. Do you eat the bones? The crust?
It depends what the bones are.
Okay, let's say it's your favorite pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm totally there.
Yes.
Especially, you know, Papa John's even makes it even easier with their garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah.
If I have a good bone, I will eat mine and my kids and dip it in some sort of sauce. 68% eat it, 32% don't. Texting. Do you use haha or LOL?
Haha. Never. I don't think I've ever used LOL.
I don't use either. I'm an emoji guy. It's usually the wink.
You use the crying face emoji now with the two tears coming out, like I'm laughing so hard I'm crying.
That's my wife's go-to, the crying emoji, just when she knows she's going to hear from me. Here comes that.
There's a crying emoji and there's crying, laughing crying emoji.
I just use it's usually the wink. That's usually my go-to.
All right, well, so you don't use haha.
I don't use
LOL.
Haha or LOL.
Okay.
I don't either.
Use haha. And actually, I thought LOL would be way higher. Only 46%, 54%. Say ha, ha.
If I use that, I always say, this made me laugh out loud. I write it out because I don't know. I think I'm too old to say this made me LOL.
And flossing in public. You think it's okay?
No, because food, you're, what are you, shooting food at people?
No,
a
not
new
okay.
survey, one, when it comes to people under the age of 35, apparently they're way into flossing. 1 out of 3 say it's totally fine to floss in public.
No, it's like shaving at the station, Kevin.
I wouldn't know anything about that, Courtney.
He shaves in here sometimes.
Like wherever he is, he's
right.
just shaving.
Right. Just random hairs flying all over the joints.
I told you, I have very sensitive skin. I have to use an electric razor. Well, it doesn't do the job.
Do it in the bathroom.
I do. That's shaving at the station.
I've seen you shave in here before or in our office.
It's hard to find an outlet. You go where you gotta
go. A radio station. No right. outlets available.
There's an outlet in the bathroom.
Yeah, but it's too far to walk. I like to sit and shave.
That bell meant it's time for us to go. Enough of your stupid comments. We love you, Kevin.
You can't say that and then tell him you love him.
Survey says 50% loves Kevin. wait, 25% because there's
100% says Kevin's going to flip me off as soon as I throw it to Lance and traffic.
Traffic is sponsored by Shop and Save. We've got some crashes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.